All right, so before we get the update from one of our most talked about group therapy segments from last week involving our listener, Madison, let's kind of recap what went down.
So Madison's boyfriend of 7 months told her he's a vampire. He goes on to say, much of what culture says vampires do, they don't. Mm-hmm. He said he doesn't drink human blood, but he does eat raw steak every day. He only sleeps during the day as his job is task and not time oriented. The reason why he's so pale, never goes out in the sun, is because it burns his skin.
Mm-hmm.
Said that the sun's rays were 10 times more intense to him than to me. Things like that. And she was just kind of like, is he kidding? Like he keeps, he's keeping up with the story, but is this real? What do I do with this if it is?
Yeah, she was kind of like, you know, he's kind of getting annoying because he's insisting on staying with this whole storyline. Right.
Yeah.
And now she does say, look, he's very hot. He's very attractive. He's chiseled. It's all like if you were to, and these are my words, not hers. But I feel like he's very Edward from Twilight, maybe from the Vampire Diaries, one of those, you know, those vampires who just have eternal youth and good looks, right?
Right. And, which is kind of funny because over the weekend, my daughter and I dove into all the Twilight movies. We finished the whole series.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of in this mode right now.
So you're all in. So, okay, all right. So great.
I'm all in. But you know, we had a lot of questions. Like, you've been dating for seven months, and he's dropping this on you. And were there signs?
So, yeah, and so he was kind of pointing to the fact that, hey, things are going to get weird around Halloween and the Hunter's Moon. And that's, I think, maybe why he started this whole conversation with her. But, I mean, really, people couldn't let this one go.
And way more people were rolling in with like facts that, yeah, it's a thing.
Yeah.
Than I thought. Like, I really thought most people would be like, okay, this is his way of saying, you know, it's not you, it's me, but he just doesn't want to like hurt your feelings by just saying, I'm not feeling it. So he's making up this weird story. That's what I thought.
Right.
Most people were going to think it was, but more people were like, yeah, no, he might be telling the truth.
Now, listen, Casey on Facebook said, put that boy in the sun and see if he glitters. And then you can just live out my 2008 dream of having your own Edward Cullen, or
exactly
get rid of him because it might be a bit too much. So yeah, exactly. So we did reach out to her. And she did respond. So we've
OMG.
We've got that coming up for you next. Talked about group therapy segments from last week involving our listener Madison and her boyfriend who claimed he was a vampire. Now the update.
She says, hey, Ben and Kelly, thanks for following up on me and my crazy life.
Mm-hmm.
LOL.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've been living in several episodes of The Vampire Diaries the past few weeks.
I bet.
He was acting super weird all week last week, continuing on about Halloween and the Hunter's Moon.
Okay.
So I was hyper-focused on anything he did when I was around him and started tossing 1,000 questions at him.
Sure.
Like when I touched his arm, I asked him why it was warm and not cold. He said it was because he was inside and had a shirt on.
Okay.
I asked him what year he was born. He told me 1920 and that he's a young vampire.
Okay.
I asked him if he had any proof and he said he didn't.
Okay.
Okay, Count D.
okay, Count D.
I asked him why he was nervous about the Hunter's Moon and Halloween.
Uh-huh.
He told me I wouldn't be safe around him and that even though a lot of what pop culture says about vampires is not true, that during Halloween and the Hunter's Moon, he gets primal and does vampire things.
Vampire things.
Yes. Oh. I asked him if he'd bite my neck or something, and he said possibly, and that he wouldn't want to be around me for at least 36 hours on the eve of All Hallows Day through Halloween because he loves me and wouldn't want any harm to come my way.
Wow. Okay.
I know you two have talked about the hotness to crazy scale.
Oh, we have.
And this guy's hotness wasn't matching his crazy, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
I just got tired of his crap, so I waited until after Halloween because I'm not dumb. And I...
Because I'm not dumb.
I told him I needed someone who matches my interests and values and broke up with him.
Okay.
He said he understood.
Uh-huh.
That I'll always occupy a special place in his heart.
Uh-huh. Wait.
And that this has been a problem for him for decades.
Sure.
Yeah. I thanked him, decided not to push him on the whole heart thing, and we parted ways.
Oh, because like vampires don't have hearts?
Is right. That,
yeah, okay, all right.
I mean, if we learned anything from Twilight,
right.
Like love.
Right, right, sure.
Look
sure.
At Edward and Bella.
Yeah.
Again, thank you for following up on my crazy life. I can't believe I'm saying this, but my only hope for my next boyfriend is that he's got a heartbeat and isn't a vampire.
Wow.
LOL.
Wow. Yeah, the whole hotness crazy scale we've talked about is,
yeah.
You know, there is a level where those, you know,
intersect
lines intersect,
bit.
Right, mm-hmm. Exactly, and where...
It's like, I can handle so much
yep,
because you're hot.
Because you're hot, but then as but soon then as it starts
crazy
tipping...
overtakes the hot.
Yeah, then yeah. You're like, you know what?
I'm out.
Ah, we gotta be done.
Logistically speaking, it would have been difficult to navigate,
so
I think, in the long run.
Honestly, I don't... Okay, so obviously she broke up with him, but I don't still know if he's... A vampire
we haven't
or
determined
not.
If, yeah, if he's telling the truth or not.
Right, right. So yeah. She's just basically like, hey,
I'm not sticking
thanks.
Around to find out.
Right. I like how she said, I wasn't going to break up with him before Halloween because don't need any
stupid.
Sort of, right.
Yes.
I don't need any sort of like angry vampire.
Right.
coming
I don't
after
need
me.
Any sort of like retaliatory visits.
Right, right, right. Nothing like that.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
That's interesting.
I know. I'm sad because, you know, her boyfriend of 7 months. I'm sure she
had
invested
feelings.
A little. She had feelings, yes.
Yeah.
But I think at some point the crazy overshadowed and she's just like, you know what? I don't think that I can stick around to try to figure this out. Like either A,
right.
He is telling the truth. And then B, how do I work around that? Because at some point she's going to start to age and get much older than he is. And
yeah.
He's going to stay the same.
Right.
And then are they going to have like vampire baby like Bella and Edward and it's like half human and half vampire and how does that work? A lot.
Yeah, if you know pop culture has taught us anything, it's
well,
that all that's going to happen.
The only thing that we know is the vampire you know Twilight series. That's really what we're basing all of our knowledge on.
Well,
I mean there's Vampire Diaries with
yeah, Vampire Diaries
that show,
there's
Interview with a Vampire,
with the vampire
if you're going to go back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise
so,
and all the things.
Okay, so that's an interesting occurrence. Thank you, by the way, for following back up with us, Madison.
You know what I'm really bummed about though is that we didn't get a chance to talk to Madison's boyfriend, the vampire. For educational purposes.
Okay.
I mean, right? Wouldn't it be nice to just put it out there as an educational platform?
Yeah.
In case there are any others in
sure.
Town, maybe they can have a Facebook group.
Yeah, maybe it's
have
hard.
Some meetings. They probably need support. It's got to be a difficult way to walk through life being like kind of the only one, right? You feel like you're the only one.
All right. Well, Kelly, yeah, maybe if he wants to reach out, well, our
line
is
open.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
But what I'd like to know, what's the most bizarre reason you had to break up with someone? Or got
that's
broken
up
with.
That's
I would say that's up there.
That's up there.
I don't know if you're going to beat Madison's or not, but would love to hear your story, all right? We'll take some of those coming up next. We're already getting some texts, so that's fun. On 99.7 DJX, just got the update from Madison and her boyfriend who has admitted to her that he's a vampire. She wound up breaking up with him, which, you know, sorry for that because... She had been dating him for about 7 months. We did get some clarity from a listener who texted in. It's kind of like people who do witchcraft. They're not a real witch, but yes, they do spells and live by their rules. Same thing for vampires. No, I'm not a vampire, but in high school, used to do witchcraft, stopped once I had my kids. So maybe it's they just live by the whole vampire code, if that's a way to put it.
But, you know, the whole going primal thing and can't trust myself around you thing could have been problematic.
Sure. What's the most bizarre reason you had to break up with someone or got broken up with? Miranda said, mine is the opposite. My ex broke up with me because I told him he made me a terrible vodka tonic and I embarrassed him in front of his bros.
Oh, wow.
Listen,
that's it?
How hard is it to make a vodka tonic, buddy?
Oh, wow. That was okay. All right. Hannah says mine is like your vampire story.
What?
In the early 2010 era, I was in college, went out for Halloween, met a guy dressed as a pirate that looked like Johnny Depp dressed as a pirate. It was the era of those movies.
Okay.
We started dating. I realized he looked like a pirate 24/7, 365, and I couldn't handle it, LOL.
Oh, my God.
Turns out that was just a guy on a Tuesday.
That was just a guy that's like, dang it, once a year, everybody dresses up like me.
And then I fit in. and then the rest of the time, I'm looking a little different.
Brady said, we saw an owl while driving on a road. And I thought it was so cool to see it fly over us and land in a nearby tree. She thought I was nuts and shortly after broke up with me. I mean, it's an owl. How can it not be cool?
Especially if you're a Harry Potter fan.
I know, right?
Right? It's like, hey, look at that. Julia said he talked so fast, I often couldn't understand him. When I would ask him to please talk slower, he would talk louder, but just as fast. And I couldn't handle it anymore and broke up with him.
Hey, slow down. What did you say? Kelly, you're saying something, but I can't understand you right now.
I could see that would be a little annoying.
That would be really annoying.
And it gets to the point where it's just a deal breaker.
And you're like, buddy, I can't with you anymore.
I can't understand.
I'm done.
Well, and I'll say I did have a brief relationship where most of the serious conversations happened on text.
Oh, yeah.
Never in person.
Uh-huh.
I'd be at the mall, and there's a text dropping the L-bomb for the first time. And I'm like, what?
Oh, all the everything serious happened over text. Nothing was face-to-face.
We never, talked about anything in person of significance. But
right.
All of these, big, deep conversations were on text.
Did you break up with them on text?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. No, not by text.
Oh, you didn't? You did in purpose? No. In person?
In person, yes.
That's funny.
And Mary said, my story is like your last listener, Julia's. My ex-husband did the opposite and mumbled so much that I can now understand Ozzy Osbourne without subtitles. quit mumbling. Oh shoot, that's funny. All right, well, thank you for the stories. Thank you again for Madison for providing us with the update.
And although I am a little upset that she's not sticking it out a little bit longer just to get a little bit more, details.
Yeah, sure.
Some proof.
Listen. If her boyfriend wants to call and chat, we'll talk to him, okay?
That is really what we need to have happen next.
So Madison's ex-boyfriend. Yeah.
Madison's ex-boyfriend, the vampire, realize that you're probably having a tough time out there in the dating world. We just want to try to help out any way we can.
That's right. Especially when this has happened for decades.
For decades he's had this problem.
I know. All right. There you go. That is group therapy.